There were just a couple things in there that stood out to me, that letting go and trusting when I cannot see. Okay, I think this is the biggest thing right now, because it's so easy for us to, you know, praise him and count our blessings whenever we can see all those things. Sometimes it's hard for us to see that. That doesn't mean it's not there. It's there, and we can trust him in that. So may we continue to do that. May I just encourage you in these coming weeks to just keep focusing on the blessings that he has offered us in his presence through Jesus, and just the abundance of blessings that he gives. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you for all of the ways that you are so good to us, Lord. You are so loving, Lord. You are our comforter, our protector, our deliverer and healer, our Savior, God. We praise you for all of these things, Lord. We rejoice because we don't have to lose heart. Jesus, we thank you for the hope that you have given us. And Lord, we even ask that you would help us to keep our eyes fixed on you in the midst of whatever we face, Lord. Surely your goodness pursues us, even when we can't see it. Surely your heart is still for me, even when we can't feel it. And so, Lord, we will remember your mercies all of our days. You are so good. Amen. Just offer up praises personally to God, declaring his goodness and even recounting those mercies and blessings that he's offered you.
Highly favored.
both now and forever. Actually, I want to go back into the bridge. Okay. Because this is what Calvary has bought for us right here, okay? I am blessed, I am called, I am healed, I am whole, I am saved in Jesus. For the glory of Jesus' name. I am blessed, I am called, I am healed, I am whole, I am saved in Jesus' name. Highly favored, anointed, and filled with your power. For the glory of Jesus. Because he is so good, because he is who he is, great, sovereign, holy, perfect, loving, just, merciful. I mean, we can go on and on about the greatness of our God. Because he is who he says he is, and because we are who he says we are, we can go out and share this truth, this love, this joy, this light with the world around us. Why would we want to keep that to ourselves? To tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longing. And his love.
to tell the story, 'tis pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story.
Oh, Father, thank you for that wonderful story. And I thank you that it is even more than just a story, that it is reality for our lives. Thank you that that gospel story and the story of all of history is the story of your love, a story that we will recount for all of eternity, a story that displays your goodness, displays your power. Father, thank you. Thank you for including us in your story here on this earth. May you use us to share that wondrous story to those who have yet to hear it. Father, we ask your Spirit to be guiding us as we look into your word together. May it be encouraging for us, no matter what age we find ourselves, whether from the youngest to the oldest and everywhere in between, may your word speak to us and may we respond accordingly this morning, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.